Brother John referenced Proverbs chapter 9. I love the book of Proverbs. There are 31 chapters in it, and I read a proverb for every day. I generally start my day with Proverbs. And you would think, with all the reading of it that I do, you think I would learn a little something, but I'm afraid I haven't learned much wisdom. But God is rich in mercy. The true wisdom is the Lord Jesus Christ. In this chapter, wisdom is represented as having built a great house or palace for the comfort and care of all who come into it. It has seven pillars. Seven is the number of perfection. This is a perfect house. These pillars are perfect. Everything about this house is perfect. Wisdom hath prepared a great feast for her guest. The house is so large and so full of provisions that she sends out her maidens and invites others to attend. This chapter is concluded with the description of the foolish woman, the opposite of wisdom, us. She's represented as being loud-mouthed, simple, and ignorant, and begs passengers that go by her door and inviting them to partake of her dainties. And she invites. And the consequence, which is death for her guest. This world is the enemy of God. This world is the foolish woman. These foolish women represent wisdom and folly, Christ and sin, new man, old man, house of the wise, house of the wicked. Every moment believers are confronted with this choice, serve Christ or serve self and sin. The first six verses speaks of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wisdom hath built her house. She has hewn out her seven pillars. The Lord Jesus Christ is wisdom. The Lord Jesus Christ builds the house. The Lord Jesus Christ is the house. The Lord Jesus Christ is the foundation. The Lord Jesus Christ is the pillar. The Lord Jesus Christ is the beast made to be the sin offering. The Lord Jesus Christ is the wine mingled. Jesus Christ and Him crucified. The Lord Jesus Christ is the table. We feed on Him. The Lord Jesus Christ sends out His disciples. The Lord Jesus Christ calls the simple. The Lord Jesus Christ says, "Come and dine. All things are made ready." The Lord Jesus Christ says, "Forsake the foolish and follow me." I like Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. In verse 1 of Proverbs 9, it says, "Wisdom hath built her house." The Lord Jesus Christ is wisdom. Turn with 1 Kings chapter 4. 1 Kings chapter 4, Solomon is such a picture of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wonderful. 1 Kings chapter 4. In verse 1, so King Solomon was king over all Israel. And down in verse 29, it says, and God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country and all the wisdom of Egypt. He was wiser than all men. He was wiser than all the men of his day. And his fame was in all nations round about. And he spake 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. And he spake of trees, from the cedar tree that is in Lebanon, even unto the hyssop that springeth out of the wall. He spake also of beasts, of fowl, and creeping things, and fishes. And there came to all people to hear the wisdom of Solomon, from all the kings of the earth, which had heard of his wisdom. He knew everything there was to know. In Christ are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now let's go to 1 Kings chapter 10. Oh, I love this portion, speaking of our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 1 through 9. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem, and when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. Do we commune with our God? Do we read His Word? Do we pray? Do we pour out our heart to Him? Do we confess our sins and seek mercy? Do we thank Him for everything that He has bestowed upon us? Do we pray for others? Do we pray for our enemies? By nature, we're His enemies, and He ever liveth to make prayers for us, intercession for us. Do we pray for the worship service? Do we prepare our hearts to come and worship our Lord on a Wednesday night? Do we pray for the preacher, the teachers, the players, and the singers? Do we ask Him to conform us to His image? Oh, help us. And back in 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 3, and Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king, which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. The glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. When we hear the gospel and behold the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, can we enter in? I just love this passage right here. When she saw all that the Lord provided, He had had the meat, he had the tables, he had the cupbearers, and he ascended up into his throne. And I just want to shout. I can't hardly contain myself. I'm like a bottle. I'm like new wine in an old bottle. I'm about to burst. So back in 1 Kings 10, verse 6, and she said to the king, "It was a true report that I heard in mine own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believed not the words until I came, and my eyes had seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceeded the fame which I heard. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." In verse 8 of 1 Kings 10, it says, "Happy are thy men, happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. Do we not love to hear of the honor and the majesty of God our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the wisdom of his words?" So wisdom hath builded her house. She has hewn out her pillars. The Lord Jesus Christ is the house. The tabernacle that was out in the wilderness is a picture and type of our Lord Jesus Christ. From the outside, it looked like a plain brown tent. There's no beauty in it that we should desire it. But oh, inside of it, we see the Shekinah glory of God in the face of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every furnishing in this tabernacle is a picture of our Lord Jesus Christ. We had the brazen altar, the laver for washing, the golden lampstand, the candlesticks, the table of showbread, the golden altar of incense, the veil, the ark of the covenant, and the mercy seat. All these things speak of our Lord Jesus Christ. That there were no chairs in this tabernacle, because the priest's work was never done. The works of man can never satisfy God. In Hebrews 10, it says, "It is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he had perfected forever them that are sanctified." Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ builds the house, his church. "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. For this man, the Lord Jesus Christ, was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who had builded the house hath more honor than the house." Here at Central Grace, we preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. We promote the head, not the body. We preach Christ and not our church. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Jesus Christ is the foundation of his church. Ephesians 2, the church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. In Matthew 16, our Lord Jesus Christ asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. And he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, upon this truth, upon this confession, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Peter is not the rock. Christ, the Son of the living God, is the solid rock. He's that nail in a sure place. The Lord Jesus Christ is the pillar and the ground of truth. There were seven pillars. These seven pillars could be God is. God is holy. God is all powerful. God is all knowing. God is everywhere. God is just. God never changes. There are so many attributes of God. I looked at Arthur Pink and he had listed 45, and I'm sure there's a whole lot more than that. So wisdom hath hewn out her seven pillars. To hewn out something is to cut and carve and form and shape. That's what hewning means. In Philippians chapter 2, it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Seven is the number of perfection, complete. All of God's people are complete in the Lord Jesus Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. as the pillars of a house hold up the roof, the pillars of a church hold up the truth. Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the head of the church. In 1 Corinthians 11:3, "But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God." Psalm 27, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion, in His house. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacles sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord." Proverbs chapter 9. "Wisdom hath built her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars. She hath killed her beast. She hath mingled her wine. She hath furnished her table." The Lord Jesus Christ is the beast in this chapter. He is the sin offering. He was made sin, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. He's a sinner substitute. "The soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. Man has sinned against the holy God. Man cannot satisfy God's holy justice. All his works are evil. Only God can satisfy His holy justice, but God cannot die. So God became a man in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." In Leviticus chapter 17, it says, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood. I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul." The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. "She hath killed her beast, she hath mingled her wine, she hath furnished her table." The Lord Jesus Christ provides for all the needs of His people. Wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. His people feed on the gospel. Christ and Him crucified, they eat His flesh and drink His blood. We consume Christ like it's like our necessary food. Just so. Proverbs 9, verses 1 through 3. "Wisdom hath built her house. She hath shown out her seven pillars. She hath killed her beast. She hath mingled her wine. She hath also furnished her table. She hath sent forth her maidens. She cried upon the highest places of the city." The Lord sends out His servants to preach the good news of the gospel. "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. They cry upon the highest places of the city. A man can receive nothing except it be given him from above." So what do they cry? Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat and come. Buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. So I'll turn to Matthew chapter 22. I read a lot of scripture, because that's where I find my comfort. The Word of God sheds a lot of light on commentaries. I read some of these commentaries, and they're way over my head, and I just can't comprehend. It's just too much at one time. But anyway, in Matthew 22, there's a wedding happening here. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which had made a marriage for his son. And he sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are made ready, come unto the marriage. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. In this world are two kinds of people, believers, unbelievers, wise, foolish, wheat, tares, sheep, and goats. Sheep here, goats but. God's people love God's word. They that are of God hear God's word. But there are those who scorn. They mock. Let it not be said of us. So back in Matthew 22, verse 6, and the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then saith he to his servants, The wedding is now ready, but they which were bidden are not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. Our God has a people chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. All that the Father has given him shall come. And him that cometh, to him he will in no wise cast out, no matter how bad they are. And when the king came in to see the guest, he saw there a man which had not a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. We all know what this wedding garment is. The righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Robed in righteousness, not my own. Oh. So, back in Proverbs chapter 9, it says in verse 1, Wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars. She hath killed her beast. She hath mingled her wine. She hath also furnished her table, and she hath sent forth her maidens. She crieth upon the highest place of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith unto him, Come, eat of my bread, drink of the wine which I have mingled. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world. And things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, that according as it is written, He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Amen. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He came not to call the righteous. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Has he helped you? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. For by me thy day shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. As they were eating, in Matthew 26, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. In Song of Solomon, in verse 5, verse 1, I am come into my garden, my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, O friends, drink, yea, drink abundantly, O beloved. Do we feed our heart, soul, mind, and strength on Christ and Him crucified? Do we hunger and thirst after His righteousness? So we have here in Proverbs chapter 9, Wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars. She hath killed her beast. She has mingled her wine. She hath also furnished her table. She has sent forth her maidens. She crieth upon the highest places of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. And as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith unto him, Come, eat of my bread, and drink of the wine which I have mingled. And in verse 6 it says, Forsake the foolish, and live, and go in the way of understanding. In 1 John chapter 2 it says, Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Let's all turn to one last passage. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Okay. Matthew chapter 7, starting in verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew. I just read that. Well, I'll just skip it again. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. The rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, all these things, all this stuff that our flesh seeks after shall be given us. I pray that the Lord's word has blessed your heart tonight. Good night.